Hello, this is James Masters. You're listening to NakedSpike.com.
You're a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.
Welcome back to another edition of NakedSpike.com. I hope I have a lot of new listeners. I gave out a lot of cards at Dragon Con. All of my stickers were gone. I made some stickers to pass out at Dragon Con, and everybody seemed to really enjoy them. I passed them out as I was waiting in line at some panels. I did get to see Gareth David Lloyd, and I did get to hear James Marsters as well. And the promo that, the bumper, actually, that we have before this, that was from James Marsters. He did that bumper for me. And I have to tell you, when I had down on the piece of paper, because it's easier when you have all of your stuff on a piece of paper for the actors to read. That way, they don't have to remember anything, because they're inundated by thousands and thousands of people each day talking to them. I'm sure they're tired. And he was so sweet and so nice. He did a bumper for me last year, but this year I added Naked Spike, and I didn't know how he was going to react to it. It was the third one on the list of the bumpers that I had him read, and when he read it, he didn't even skip a beat. He didn't even look up. He didn't even give it a reaction. I don't think it registered what it was. So thank you, James Marsters, for doing that. I appreciate it. Now, Charisma Carpenter, on the other hand, I had my T-shirt that said, "Do you like fanfic?" And on the back of it, it said Naked Spike. And I had her sign an autograph for my friend Lisa, who couldn't come to Dragon Con. And Charisma stopped halfway through. And she looked at my shirt, and she goes, "What does your shirt say?" And they were in a hurry. And I know Charisma was in a hurry, too, because she had gotten there late signing her autographs. And I told her, I said, "Oh, it's a fanfic site that I run that I read fanfic stories." And she goes, "Really?" She goes, "What's the back say?" And I turned around and showed her the back. And she goes, "Huh, Naked Spike. Nice." And she goes, "He's a really nice guy." And she goes, "What's your website?" So, Charisma Carpenter, if you're listening, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the stories. It's raining outside, and the dogs are just having a fit. So sorry about that. But we all know, listening to Naked Spike, that we have doggy noise and we have bird noise until I get my recording studio in the closet, because that's, of course, the best place to record. Here we go. Today's story is My New Place. And it is from the Naked Numbers Challenge, and it has Darla Motorbike Far East Master and Slave, and it is rated a very low R for suggestion and a little bit of nasties. This story is by Zanna. The dark blue Dapone silk blouse and wraparound skirt complemented her pale skin and blonde hair. Her skirt flew about her as she sped to the club on her motorbike. She held the bike like a pro. The bike skidded to a halt in front of the busy club. She slid from the bike with ease and sauntered into the club. She smiled as she entered the room. Her walk was sultry confidence, and she made her way across the room very slowly. Every eye in the long gun bar was on her and her alone. Half-nude girls were dancing on the stage as several others sat in customers' laps keeping them company. All heads turned in her direction as she glid past them. She parted the beads that hung like drapes on the doors and stood smiling, taking in the sight before her. The room had red velvet couches lining the wall. A few wooden tables for drinks scattered the room. There, her prize was bound and gagged, chained to the leg of one of the center couches, already up on his knees, ready to receive his mistress like a good little slave. "I'm glad you know your place, William," she cooed out, barely audible, but he could hear her just fine. He was bruised and bloodied from the beating. His breathing was fast and furious, and his fists were clenched with the testimony of this. The pewter color of the chains against his pale skin sent shivers of excitement up her cold spine. She inhaled his scent and let a low growl escape her ruby lips. He raised his head in defiance and glared at her. The gold on her blouse caught the dim light and glistened as she strode close to him. "You dare to look at your mistress like that?" she sang out, half laughing. She pushed his head, almost sending him kneeling off his balance. He caught himself quickly enough and tried to move his hands to her throat. If only his bounds weren't so tight, he could have already had her lily-white throat in his grasp, and he'd be hearing the snapping of bones. He smiled through the gag at this moment of daydream. Her thin hand wrapped around his throat and tilted it to one side. She slid into the game face as she buried her fangs deep in his waiting throat. He groaned and tried in vain to struggle. Licking the wound, she kissed his throat and moved to his ear. "I think you need a bath, don't you, William?" She played with his blood and dirt matted hair. "Oh, yeah, you do indeed." In a flash, William found himself chained to the bathtub full of steaming water. He groggily opened and closed his mouth, realizing the gag was gone.
"Darla, you bitch, release me!" William screamed.
Darla stood up, calmly reached for the gag and secured it back once again to his mouth. He yelled behind his gag, trying to shake it from his head. She grabbed a handful of his hair and tilted it towards hers.
"I don't think you understand your position, William. You're mine now."
She released his hair roughly. The water sloshed out of the tub and onto her skirt. She tossed the wet skirt aside and stood only in her blouse and lacy panties. William calmed down enough to stare at her slender waist and lacy panties. She noticed his leering and smiled. William was groomed like a pet still in his chains, the gag still in place and his jaws stiff. He winced in pain at every movement. Darla removed the gag and massaged his jaw. He closed his eyes and leaned into her touch for the relief it held.
"I'll bet you're hungry. Here."
Darla pushed a tender-looking throat near his reach. He was famished, and he was feeding reverently soon. When the human was drained, he withdrew and looked at his meal. It was a young dancer from the club. Grateful for his meal, William thanked Darla.
Darla! Darla of all masters was going to be his.
He lowered his head in acceptance of his new position. Darla led him to her bed in the next room for a proper training of her new slave. I know this is a short story. I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I hope to be reading some more from Xana. And have a great weekend, everybody. We will be bringing some more stories, and I promise it will be a quieter environment, but I really wanted to get this story out since it's been a few weeks since I had a story up. Have a great Naked Spike week, everybody.
You're a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Oh, bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.